Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Hamilton Heights High School, home of the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, Arcadia, Indiana. Tonight's education-based varsity girls basketball game, the Noblesville Lady Millers and the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net and Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access to PuttingInSports.com since 2008. We're here. We're at Hamilton Heights High School tonight, girls basketball game. Tonight it's going to be the Hamilton Heights Huskies hosting the Noblesville Millers. JV contest has concluded. 11:06 on the pregame clock. We'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the Class 4A Noblesville Lady Millers. Lady Millers, we'll mention they have a school enrollment of 3,234. They're Class 4A, sectional number 8. There'll be 6 participants at sectional 8, and it'll happen at Noblesville High School. We'll mention right now in their sectional, number 1, the Carmel Lady Greyhounds. They played one game thus far, and we'll mention tomorrow night. They'll be at Huntington North, 2:30. I think that back will be a daytime game, 2:30 p.m. And we'll mention that, and then also the Fishers Tigers 3-0. We'll talk about them in a moment. Number 3, Hamilton Southeastern. We'll talk about them in a moment. They are 2-0 on the season. We'll also mention at number 4, the Noblesville Lady Millers. They're 1-0 on the season. They've got a 7:30 contest tomorrow night. It's going to be a home game with Lawrence North. We'll mention number 5 at number 5, just in alphabetically, the Westfield Lady Shamrocks. They're 3-0. And we'll also mention at number 6, the Zionsville Lady Eagles. Just 3 wins, 0 losses. We'll let you know the principal at Noblesville High School is Dr. Craig McCaffrey. The athletic director is Leah Woldridge. And we'll mention the athletic secretary, that's Bobby. We thank her for her for helping with putting in sports. We're thankful. We'll mention Noblesville High School is located at 1811 Cumberland Road. Noblesville, Indiana, 46060. You can reach them on telephone at 317-773-4680. On the web, you can find them at NoblesvilleMillers.com. They wear the collars black and gold. They perform in the Hoosier Crossroads Conference. We'll mention there's only been 2 games thus far. That was as of last night, I do believe. The Noblesville Millers have played 1, they're 1-0. Avon, they're 0-1. We're making it to Noblesville Millers, Westfield Shamrocks, Zionsville, Lady Eagles, Fishers, Lady Tigers, Hamilton Southeastern, Lady Royals, Brownsburg, Lady Bulldogs, and Franklin Central, along with Avon. We'll mention the Noblesville Millers are 1-0 in the conference. And they're also 1-0 on the season. They average 77 points per game. They played one game. They defeated Avon 77-61. We'll mention Coach Donna Buckley in her 15th season. 209 wins, 118 losses. Next game on the agenda for the Noblesville Lady Millers. They'll play tomorrow. It'll be an evening ball game. Lawrence North will be at Noblesville girls basketball 6:00 and 7:30. Let's talk a little bit about the Lady Huskies. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies school enrollment 731. Class 3A sectional 24. There are 7 in that sectional. Hamilton Heights High School will host sectional 24. We'll mention alphabetically in that sectional is Fickerville. They're currently 0-2. Number 2 is Delta. I should say at second place alphabetically, Delta is 0-2, followed up by Frankston, the Lady Eagles, 2-1. We'll mention Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, just 3-0. Dade County. Dade County, they had not played a game when this was made up. They actually had a game last night. Athletic director probably worked that in. We'll also mention number 6, that's Newcastle. Newcastle, 0 wins, 3 losses. And at number, the 7th place team, that's just alphabetically, Yorktown Lady Tigers, when this was taken down, there was 0-0. We'll mention the principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. And the athletic secretary is Lee Ann Moffitt. Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can reach them by telephone, 317-984-3551. On the web, it's hhfchuskies.org. They wear the collars orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Conference is made up of 2 divisions. They have 10 in their conference. In the East, there are 5 teams. Currently, it's Hamilton Heights, 3 wins, 0 losses. Western, 1 win, 1 loss. Lewis Cass, the Cass Kings, Lady Kings, 0-0. The Tipton Lady Devils, they got 1 win. They're 1 win, no losses. Northwestern Lady Tigers, 0-2. In the West Division, it's Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes, 3 wins, 0 losses. West Lafayette Red Devils, Lady Red Devils are 3 wins, 0 losses. Central Catholic Knights, they're 1 win, 0 losses. Rensselaer Central, they're 2 wins, 1 loss. And I'm we'll mention Benton Central, 0 wins, 0 losses. And that's how that stacks up. We'll talk a little bit about ball games happening tonight. We'll talk about the Hoosier Crossroads Conference. Hoosier Crossroads Conference on Friday night, tonight, November 11th. Game night, there are 2 games tonight. And I got these stats and all this information came from pretty much johnherald.net. And we'll mention that johnherald.net, what a fabulous site to look up information. Does a wonderful job. We'll mention Lebanon at Avon, 7:30 p.m. Tonight here at Hamilton Heights, Noblesville, 7:30 start time. We'll mention tomorrow night, Saturday, November 12th, Saturday night, they have day and night basketball games. There are 9 games on the agenda tomorrow night. Girls basketball in the Hoosier Crossroads Conference. Brownsburg is at Ben Davis, 7:30. Fontcalli is at Zionsville. That's a 1:30 start time. Lawrence Central at Westfield, another 1:30 start. Lawrence North at Noblesville, 7:30. Moorsville at Franklin Central, that's a 1 o'clock start. That's what it's given to me. We'll mention Elkhart at Hamilton Southeastern, 11:30 a.m. Columbus East, it's a tournament. We'll mention it's just a 4-team tournament. As mentioned, Elkhart at Hamilton Southeastern, 11:30. Also in that tournament, Columbus East. Columbus East, you did not know, that's where J.R. Moffitt went to school. A tremendous athlete. We'll mention at Fishers. Columbus East will be at Fishers. That'll be an 11:30 a.m. start. We'll mention Columbus East. In the evening, we'll travel to Hamilton Southeastern, do battle with the Lady Royals, 5:30 p.m. start. And Elkhart. Elkhart will be at Fishers, 5:30 start time in the evening. Those are the 4 teams. We'll mention a little bit about the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference game night tonight, November 11th. The Frankfurt team going to travel to Western. We'll mention the Frankfurt Lady Hot Dogs are going to be at Western Panthers, 7:30 start time. The Noblesville Lady Millers are right here with the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, 7:30 start time. Tomorrow on the agenda, the Hoosier Conference, November 12th. Girls basketball, 9 games on the agenda for the Hoosier Conference. Most of these games are at 7:30. There are 3 non-7:30 starts. Clinton Prairie going to be at Benton Central. Hamilton Heights at Jay Kaling. Kokomo at West Lafayette. Park Tudor at Tipton. An 8 o'clock start, Rensselaer Air Central at Knox. We'll mention Tippy Valley, Tippy Valley going to be at Northwestern. 6 o'clock start is going to be Tri-Central at Lewis Cab. A noon start, it's going to be Twin Lakes at Delphi. And a 7:30 start, it's going to be the Western Panthers. The Lady Panthers are going to travel to the Lafayette Central Catholic Lady Knights. So 1:17, clock rolling down. We do appreciate you tuning in. We'll miss him. Keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. That's a pretty good slogan. You can find that on IHSAA.org. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you. We'll mention this is from Scott G. Scott G, while growing up and accepting the responsibility of becoming the young man that hopefully mom and dad could be proud of, a work ethic development that may have begun while preparing daily for that high school, middle school, that next wrestling match, and each of the matches before it. A strong will to want to succeed with a will to please others can be part of the recipe needed to graduate from the desired level of education that you set forth to achieve. From beginning as a contractor to doing safe demolitions, when called upon, we wish the best for this year's winter sports. And we support basketball in the state of Indiana. That is Scott G. We thank him for his support. And they're getting ready to proceed here. They're getting ready to have the national anthem. We'll mention that you are listening to an education-based high school varsity basketball game. This Internet Radio Athletic Contest is made possible by ASO. That's Robbie Kendall and AudioSportsOnline.net, providing Internet Radio access for PutMeInSports.com. Since 2008, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by FritzInFishers.com. FritzInFishers.com, great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritzen Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street. The other is Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. Speaking about Veterans Day right now. Veterans Day here on this earth. We thank them for going before us. We'll let you listen to public address. Collars presented today
in all likelihood, they send them in here because they love it and they're here.
Our national anthem at the Hamilton Heights High School Band. We'll mention Fritz and Fishers. You can dial them online. You can dial them on site at fritzandfishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. They're getting ready to play basketball right now. We'll mention the Noblesville Millers. Lady Millers are back out on the floor. They're going to take some shots at their leisure. Hamilton Heights still in the locker room. Clock has begun from 5 minutes. Going to count down to about 3 minutes. And then they'll have introductions here momentarily. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheep Company. That's serving, she's serving Hamilton, Tipton, in Madison County since 1997. Lisa Stokes Bear, enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Specializing in residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. The game is also in part being brought to you tonight by AGM Auto. AGM Auto, that's Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries, same friendly faces, and same quality work. Also, they actually now restore classic cars and trucks. See what, right there on them, they're in Atlanta, pretty much restoring truck job going on right there on 296th Street. Call them at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. Check them out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. To find them, take Howard Street West off of State Road 19. They are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. That's AGM Auto. 3 minutes on the game clock. Gonna wait for the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Gonna bust through the Hamilton Heights Huskies. Probably Velcro of some sort. They're gonna come out of the locker room. And this should be a good game tonight. We'll mention both teams have begun this season. The Noblesville Millers have had one ball game. That was against Avon. We'll mention the Lady Huskies have played three ball games. They were against Danville, Clinton Prairie, and Frankton. And we'll mention the Frankton Lady Eagles, Class 3A during Sectional 24. And getting ready for some basketball. We'll go ahead and mention starting lineups. We'll get that in a moment. But we'll also mention this game is also being broadcast tonight by Hamilton County Television. That's HCTV 1. You can watch the ball game on internet television. You can listen to Perry Williams across the way right there. And Mr. Jim Wofford running the controls along with Mr. Will Wofford working there in the stands. Probably working behind the scenes. So working right there, 2:45 on the game clock. Getting ready for basketball at Hamilton Heights on a Friday night. Friday night's available for the girls' basketball to play. Last couple, maybe a bit longer, but we'll mention the boys' basketball season. Getting ready to start. I can't say verbatim when the first game is, but I believe it's the 17th. Boys' basketball just began practice last Monday. So they were working last Monday, getting ready for some basketball. And Indiana synonymous for basketball in the state of Indiana. 2:10 left on the pregame. Both teams out there taking shots at their leisure. And they're having a pretty good time doing it. And we'll mention the Lady Huskies are in unified lines. They're in two lines shooting layups left-handed. And we'll mention the Noblesville Lady Millers taking shots that they prefer. We'll mention number 22, that's Reagan Wilson. Reagan Wilson, she's taking some shots. She's somewhat being rebounded for. She's working behind the arc tonight. And I'm mentioning the high school band sounding marvelous to our left as they play the Chicago favorite. One of from Chicago. 1:21 on the game clock. Hey, well, I got to witness Chicago out of Deer Creek. They call it Deer Creek. Some people do. It actually grew off Music Center. It's been Verizon Music Center. But we're just thankful that it's been. Because I tell you what, it's a good place to go. Watching your favorite band or just somebody you'd like to go see. One time got to see GRO Speedwagon in Chicago when the back at the end of the concert, everybody came back out for an encore. They did a pretty good version. They rolled with the changes, and they worked it right there. 38 seconds from the pregame. Hamilton Heights in Noblesville. Pretty good crowd on hand tonight. We'll mention lower level for Hamilton Heights. Pretty good pass right there. And then upper level also. We'll also mention the Noblesville Millers traveled well to the lower level, and got the brass instruments up there in the northeast corner of the gym, percussion down here on the landing. So clock gonna roll out. Get ready for the starting lineup. We'll mention the starting lineup tonight. For the Noblesville Lady Millers, the visiting team on the scoreboard, they'll start like this. Wearing number 3, Caitlin Shoemaker. Caitlin Shoemaker, 5'5" senior. At number 13, Ava Shoemaker, 5'9" junior. Number 22, that's Reagan Wilson, 5'8" junior. Number 23, Meredith Tipner. Meredith Tipner, a 5'10" sophomore. Number 32, that's Danny Mendez, 5'10" senior. The head coach is Donna Buckley. We'll mention the starters for the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies will start like this. Number 2, Ella Hitchcock. She's a 5'6" junior. Number 10, that's Cameron Runner, 5'9" junior. Number 20, Kaylee Roten. She's a 5'4" Sr. Number 23, Cassidy Schakel. She's a 5'7" junior. Number 24, Hadley Carey. She's a 5'9" junior. The head coach of the Lady Huskies is Keegan Cherry. The Will Mission averaging in three ball games. Hamilton Heights has one girl in double figures. That's Cameron Runner, 16.7. We'll also mention averaging in double figures with one game. Two girls from the Noblesville Lady Millers. That's number three, Caitlin Shoemaker. She got averaging 14 a ball game. And we'll mention number 23, Meredith Kipner, also at 28 points in the first game versus Avon. So they're getting ready to introduce the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. We'll mention both these teams, plenty familiar with one another. Same county, just down the road, Noblesville, just south. About 12 miles. Take that back. Probably less than. Don't quote me. Probably about 8 miles, pretty much. But they're showing some information right here on the Jumbotrons. And we'll mention Hamilton Heights and Noblesville. Going to play basketball here on a Friday evening. Take the vows to like. We're thankful for Mr. Newkirk. Mr. Newkirk got to see Mr. Newkirk. He was over there. Yes, he was. He was at John's place of business, and I'm very, very thankful to get to shake his hand. So working it right now. Going off the glass here, working things out. We'll mention Hamilton Heights and Noblesville. We'll mention as a team, defensively, we'll talk about free throw percentage. Hamilton Heights, 72% from the free throw line, just 34 of 47. That's in three ball games. We'll mention Katie Brown leading the way at 100%. She shot twice. We'll mention the Noblesville Millers in one ball game. The top rebounders, that's Ava Shoemaker at 7. Meredith Kipner, 10 rebounds versus Avon. So they're introducing the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Coach Keegan Cherry, Coach Donna Buckley, tonight here at Hamilton Heights High School. So both these teams working here on the evening. We'll talk about three-point shooting. Three-point shooting, Hamilton Heights shooting at 43%. We'll mention their. They're working right there, 21 to 49. We'll mention the Noblesville Lady Millers pretty much played an inside game versus Avon, evidently, and we'll mention they're shooting less than what probably is par for Coach Donna Buckley. So they're getting ready to tip it off. We're going to have three officials on the surface. It's going to be two gentlemen and one lady going to jump it up. Remember last year, right there at the regionals right there in Belmont, three officials, female, for the final game. Tip is up, picked up by Hamilton Heights in the backcourt. Haley Cherry, working back to Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok working the ball around. They're working off the glass, working right side off the glass. Two-point bucket is good for the Noblesville Lady Millers. And they'll work it right there. 7:42 on the game clock. Noblesville Lady Millers going to inbound the basketball. Working it behind the arc. Works it right side, 22. Regan Wilson back out top of the circle. That's number three. She'll pass off corner. Shot from the corner, wouldn't go. 13 takes a shot. That's Ava Shoemaker. Caitlin Shoemaker, number three. We're going to back out top. Moving around the perimeter. 13 on the way. Short off the rim, wouldn't go. That's Ava Shoemaker. Rebound Hamilton Heights. Ella Hickok works it outlet in front of the scores bench. Still in the backcourt. Ella Hitchcock works it to the front court. Works it back around. Tip pass out top of the circle. Wouldn't go. I should say left of center. Wouldn't go for Cameron Runner. Back the other direction. They'll move it to the corner. 3-point shot on the way. Noblesville Lady Miller's Reagan Wilson. Wouldn't go. Going to be a foul called during the rebound. They're going to whistle a first foul of the ball game. It's called on the Lady Millers. First foul. Foul's going to be whistled on 23. Meredith Kipner. She's got one. Team's got one. We'll mention in the backcourt. Moving it back and forth. Trying to break the press right here. Ellie Hickok. Press being administered right here. Well, that was Meredith Kipner. 23. They're working elbow right side. Shot off the mark. Wouldn't go for Cameron Runner. Rebound out of there. 23. Meredith Kipner. See the front court on the dribble. That's Caitlin Shoemaker. Outside the arc, she'll dribble in. 2-point shot on the way. Would not fall. That's 23. Meredith Kipner. Rebound out of there. Ella Hickok. Hickok to Cameron Runner. Outside the arc, Kennedy Roten. Back out top. They're working through the corner. Working back to the corner. 3-point shot. Kennedy Roten just long off the rim. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Noblesville Millers. Ava Shoemaker. To the front court. Backtail dribble in the circle. She'll make it bring that top of the key to the corner. She'll dribble in. That's number 3, Ava Shoemaker, off the glass. 2-point bucket. That was Caitlin Shoemaker off the glass. Right there. 2-point bucket for the Millers. 5:40 on the game clock. It'll be tipped away. It'll be a long pass. Wouldn't go. And it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Will be brought in left of the bucket. Lady Millers on the defense. We'll mention back to Ella Hickok. She's going across the sideline with the pass. Kaylee Roten. Going to be a long shot. Wouldn't go. Kaylee Roten's going to be shot or going to be fouled in the act of shooting. So the foul's whistled on the Lady Millers. Going to be whistled on number 3, Caitlin Shoemaker. One foul, Caitlin Shoemaker. Second on the Millers at the stripe, Kennedy Roten. First shot up and good. 5:27 left here in the first quarter. 4-1 contest. Second shot, Kennedy Roten. Second shot, also good. 4-2. She'll get one more. 3-point shot. Fouled in the act of shooting. Third shot, also good. 4-3 ball game. 5:27 left here in the first quarter. The pressure in the backcourt by Hamilton Heights is going to be picked up half court by Ella Hickok in the backcourt. Cameron Runner, Katie Brown. Katie Brown in the ball game. Going to be kicked out of bounds. Going to be the last touch by the Lady Millers. Who saves off the hand of the Lady Miller. Reagan Wilson going to bring it back in. Ella Hickok. Bounce pass back to Ella. Pressure in the backcourt. They're running a 1-2-1. 1-2-2. There we go. Should be kicked out of bounds. Pass deflected. Katie Brown trying to get it to teammate. Noblesville Miller is right there to swat it out of bounds. Could be brought in front of the Miller's bench there in the front court. Kaylee Roten passes it back to the backcourt. Ella Hickok retrieves. They'll get it back to Cameron Runner, back to Ella. To the inside the baseline, bring it back out. We're going to out of top of the circle. Inside the arc, 2-point shot on the way. Short off the rim, wouldn't go. Katie Brown, rebound out of there. Go back the other direction. Meredith Kipner. She'll work at the left side. She'll drive in off the glass. 13, Ava Shoemaker. Shoemaker for 2 with a 6-3 ball game. 4:32, clock moving. First quarter. Long pass to the front court. Behind 3-point land, Katie Brown. Back to Cameron Runner. Back to Brown in the corner. Out top, Hadley Cherry. She'll pass left elbow extended. Ella Hickok. She'll go cross court. Skip pass. Long shot on the way, would not fall. Off the rim, rebound. That shot taken by Katie Brown on the rebound. Cameron Runner. Inside the arc, 2-point shot, good. just inside the three-point shot, three-point area, KD Brown. 6-5 ball game in the backcourt with the basketball. For the trip of the fourth, bringing up his head, Caitlin Shoemaker. Be picked up by Hadley Cherry. Now in the hands of Hamilton Heights point guard, Ella Hickok. She'll dish off in the backcourt. Right there, going to be out of bounds. Chest pass to Cameron Runner. Going to be pushed out of bounds. Trying to make a front pass to Katie Brown. So taking a breather, checking out the ball game for the Noblesville Lady Millers is 23, Marinus Schiffner. In the ball game for the Lady Millers, 24, Kate Rollins. She's a 5'6 sophomore. Running across the timeline with the pass. Ball's in the front court. Lady Millers, they'll go to the corner. They'll dip it down inside. Tipped away. Tipped away by the Lady Hesse. Picked up by Hadley Cherry. Looking in the back court across the timeline with Cameron Runner. To the corner. Fake the shot. Fake the three. Katie Brown. They'll work it to the corner. Three-point shot on the way. Rims around. Falls out. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Lady Millers, that's 32. Danny Mendez, a 5'10 senior. 3:04 on the game clock. On the dribble, a bounce pass, in elbow, right side, tipped away. Going to be a foul call. The weak chin foul going to be whistled on Hamilton Heights. Going to whistle this one on 24, Hadley Cherry. She'll pick up her first team foul, number one. Taking a breather for the Lady Huskies, going to be number three, Katie Brown. Back in the ballgame, 23, Cassidy Schakel. Reached down and working her right there. Backtail dribble behind the arc, right left elbow extended. She'll bring out top now. That's Caitlin Shoemaker. They'll drive the baseline. Going to be a traveling violation. Traveling violation, they're going to give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. Looks like there might have been a little bit of friction there, a little forward friction, and they get the ball back. So working it back the other direction. Kaylee Roten, she'll bounce it out top. Hadley Cherry works it right side behind the arc. Out top, they're working through the corner, skip pass. Kaylee Roten, three-point shot, wouldn't go. Rebound, 32, Danny Mendez. 2:26 on the game clock. First quarter, 6-5. Lady Millers in front. Three-point shot off the mark. Rebounds her own shot. That was 24, Kate Rollins. Another shot put back up. That's number three, Caitlin Shoemaker. Ball carries out of bounds. Going to belong to Hamilton Heights. Taking a breather in the ballgame, Katie Brown is going to come out to keep some fresh legs. Kaylee Roten, Cameron Runner, Ella Hickok, Hadley Cherry, and Katie Brown. Saving the basketball from going out of bounds. Ball's on the floor. Going to be a timeout call, and they're going to call a jump ball. Donna Buckley trying to get a timeout. Going to go save the ball was not in possession of the Millers. But the alternate possession arrow going to go to the Millers right now. 1:58 on the game clock. Crossing the backcourt on the dribble. Number three, Caitlin Shoemaker. So go to the corner, 3-point shot on the way. Short off the mark. That shot taken by 11, Brooklyn Ewing. Out top, they'll work it down low in the paint. Turn around, move. It's going to be a reach-in foul. It's going to be an out-of-bounds foul. They're going to whistle a common foul on Hamilton Heights. It's going to be whistled on number 10, Cameron Runner. She's got one. Team foul number two. Both teams with two fouls here in the early going. We're in the first quarter, 1:42 remaining. They'll go off the glass, 2-point bucket. That's number three, Caitlin Shoemaker for two on the layup. 8-5 contest. To the front court with the basketball. Katie Roten, she'll work it down underneath. Inside out play, 3-point shot, good. Katie Brown. Katie Brown for three. She went 4-for-5 recently, who will mention. 8-8 contest. 1:11 left here in the first quarter. Out top of the backboard, we'll mention extended, right elbow extended on the dribble. That's Caitlin Shoemaker. She'll cross-court pass, get pass. She'll give it up to Brooklyn Ely. She'll dish off. Teammate, 22, Reagan Wilson. Reagan Wilson couldn't get the shot to go. Rebound comes down, ball ends up in the hands of 24, Kate Rollins. She takes a shot, wouldn't go. She got fouled in the act of shooting. She'll shoot two. 53.4 left. First quarter, 8-8 contest. At the free throw line, Kate Rollins couldn't get the first one. She'll get one more, get some encouragement on the lane right there from 22 Reagan Wilson and 23 Meredith Kipner. Next shot on the way, rims off long, ball rolled around and fell off the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound, Katie Brown, get it to Cameron Runner, to Ella Hickok, back to Cameron, back to Ella. So work it down low near the baseline. Katie Roten, back to back pedal. She'll work it the other way. Going to be a foul. Going to be intercepted. Going the other direction. Low move, Lady Miller's, and back to the other end. Cameron Runner comes up with an interception. 29 seconds left. Going to be a foul called in the front court. Going to be a push from behind. Foul's going to be whistled on 22. Reagan Wilson. Reagan Wilson picked up her first foul. Team foul number 3. Check that. Yeah, 3 both ways. 3 fouls on each team here. 24 seconds. Clock moving. Pressure in the backcourt. That's 43 in the ballgame. It's C.C. Quigley, 6-foot freshman. Rims off right. 3-point shot straight away. Wouldn't go for Cameron Runner. Rebound out of there. Noblesville Lady Miller's on the move. Caitlin Shoemaker. She'll pop one just inside the arc. Working right there. Shot wouldn't go. Tried a two-pointer. She was just inside the arc. They're going to work it right now. It's going to belong to the Lady Miller. Right of the bucket. Going to be inbound. Just outside the paint. 3.9 left. 8-8 contest. Shoemaker. Caitlin. Going to inbound bounce pass. Gets in 23. Meredith Kipner. Inside out play, 3-point shot at the buzzer, rims around, wouldn't go. That shot taken by number 11, Brooklyn Ealy. We'll go to a first quarter break at the end of one. 8-8 contest. Will Mitten, this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers, Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. That's Hope Jewelers. They're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 9:30 to 2. You're fine. So they're working right there at Hope Jewelers. They're working right here on the basketball court. That's the Lady Millers and Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Ultimate possession arrow, going to give it to the Lady Huskies. Going to be inbound by Katie Roten. She'll toss it to the backcourt. Ella Hickok, cross court, Cameron Runner back to Ella. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Triple threat available. She'll dribble left. That's Cameron Runner. Facing a double team right there. They'll work it back behind the arc to Cassidy Schakel. Work it to Cameron Runner. They'll work it back around. They'll work it down low. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound secured it. That's Katie Brown. We're going to back bounce pass out top. They'll bring it back around. Katie Roten going to be tipped out of bounds. Going to be the last touch by the Lady Millers. 7:31 on the game clock. Going to be brought in by Katie Roten in the front court. Brought in to Hadley Cherry. Got it back to Ella. They'll work it down to Katie Roten. Outside pass. They'll work in. Inside out play. They'll give it back to Ella Hitchcock. She'll dribble back pedal dribble. Out top. 3-point shot on the way. Short off the rim. That's Cameron Roten, 7-12 on the game clock. Out top of the basketball, they're working through the corner. On the dribble, just outside the paint. She'll pitch off in the paint. 2-point bucket, good. That's 43. C.C. Quigley, credit the assist. 23, Meredith Kipner. 6:56 on the game clock. He brought in Ella Hickok in the front court. Cameron Runner. But we're back to Ella Hitchcock. Substitution waiting to check in at the scores bench for the Lady Huskies. Going to open the lane, going to work it in. The finger roll would not go for Cameron Runner. Right elbow extended shot wouldn't go behind the arc by Ella Hitchcock. Back the other direction. Elbow left side. Rims around, falls off. Fight for the rebound. Going to belong to Hamilton Heights. That last shot taken by 23, Meredith Kipner. Lady Miller's going to check back in the ballgame. Substitution, there's going to be a timeout called. 6:28 left here in the first half, second quarter. 10-8, Hamilton Heights trailing by two. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. The place to enhance your ride, trucks, cars, SUVs, etc., wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. A myriad of products for you to choose from. Visit them at Runyon Truck Store, located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's an Atlanta, Indiana address. It's 46031. Or check them out on Facebook, Runyon Truck Store. And we'll also mention, you can again, that's Runyon Truck Store. They're located right there in Atlanta. You can find them. They're the place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. That's Runyon Truck Store. They bleed orange. But anyway, going back the other direction, Hamilton Heights with the basketball. 6:22 on the game clock. Behind the arc, Cameron Runner. She'll dribble across the timeline. In the front court, she'll pick a double team up right there. She'll pass out of it to Katie Roten. Back out top to Cameron. Katie Roten, the right elbow extended. She'll make a pass back out to Cameron. Cameron on the dribble. She'll work at the right side, out top, well behind the arc. Cameron Runner works at the right side, chest pass. And another chest pass back from Ella Hitchcock. Right elbow extended, shot rims around, wouldn't go. That was Katie Roten, tried for three. Going back the other direction, 5:50 left here in the second quarter. I go to the corner with it, turnaround jumper, 3 points. 3-point land good. That's number 13, Ava Shoemaker. Ava Shoemaker hits her first 3-point shot of the season. 5:34 on the game clock. Working out top of the basketball, Ella Hitchcock. Right side, behind the arc. Ball comes back from Hallie Cherry. They'll go to the other corner with it. Katie Brown on the dribble. They'll go back to Hallie Cherry, skip pass. They'll go skip back the other way to go to the corner with it. Working skip passes right and left right here. Cameron Runner goes left side in front of the bench. The Lady Millers. Katie Roten back to Cameron. Now to Kaylee. Back out top. She'll dribble in. She'll go to the paint. She'll go hard to the basket. Couldn't get the hoop in the paint, but she got fouled. She'll shoot two. 5 minutes left here in the first half. We're in the second quarter. It's 13-8. That foul whistled on the Lady Millers. 23, Meredith Kipner. She's got two fouls in the ballgame, both teams, with four. First shot goes in. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner at the free throw line. She's shooting 87% entering this ballgame. 20 for 23. Second shot on the way, also good. Be brought in from the backcourt, Lady Millers. On the dribble at 22, Reagan Wilson. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Working out top, going to give the ball back, move the ball around. That's 23, Meredith Kipner. Shot from the corner, wouldn't go. That shot taken by 13, Ava Shoemaker. Back the other direction, 4:40 left here in the second quarter. Working the left side behind the arc, Katie Roten. Out top, getting the ball back. Some friction there, no foul call. Ella Hitchcock comes back up with it, ends up in the hands of Cameron Runner, back to Katie Roten, now back in the corner. Right side, Katie Brown. Going to be a bounce pass intercepted. Going the other direction, Lady Miller's off the glass. 2-point bucket, good. Meredith Kipner. Back the other direction, 4:14 left in the first half on the dribble in the front court. Now the center circle, Cameron Runner passes it left side. 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Ella Hitchcock. They'll work it out and be kicked out of bounds. Going to belong to the Lady Huskies. 4:02 left here in the first half. And it'll be a pass to the backcourt, Ella Hickok. 15-10, Lady Miller's by 5. In the center circle on the dribble, working the left side. Going to be tipped out of bounds, going to be off the foot. Going to stay in the front court with the Lady Huskies. We brought in front of the Miller's bench, Lady Miller is going to be brought in by Kaylee Roten. She'll pass it slightly in the backcourt to Ellie Hickok. She's going to be picked up at half court. It's going to be a foul. It's going to be a timeout called by Hamilton Heights' Keegan Cherry. And then 3:47 left here in the second quarter. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention you're listening to PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by RE/MAX A New Realty. Are you looking for the real estate professional in Tipton, Indiana? If you're looking for a real estate professional, that should be RE/MAX A New Realty. And connect with a real estate expert today. It's RE/MAX A New Realty in Tipton, Indiana. They are the premier real estate agency, Tipton, Hamilton, Taft, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX A New Realty, 221 South Main Street, Tipton, 765-675-3100. They're going to work it in the front court right there. The Lady Millers on defense. They're going to stop in the center circle. They're working the left side. To the corner with the basketball. Going to drive baseline. They're going to say she stepped on the baseline going back the other direction. 3:29 on the game clock. Going to be brought in from the backcourt, Lady Millers. Hamilton Heights going to play full half-court press. They'll put some pressure on. They'll go elbow, left side, shot with a go for Shoemaker. Putback is good. Shoemaker, that was Ava Shoemaker, and two-point basket good for the Lady Millers. 17-10, Lady Millers in front. In the front court, Ella Hickok. She'll pass it left side back out from Katie Brown. They'll go cross-court skip pass. On the dribble, she keeps the dribble alive, lost her footing. Ball team moves, going back the other direction. They're going to paint. Shot wouldn't go. First shot wouldn't go for 23, Meredith Tipner. Second shot followed up. Wouldn't go either. We'll mention that C.C. Quigley. C.C. Quigley fouled in the act of shooting. She's going to get two at the free throw line. Fouls whistled on Cameron Runner. Number 10, she has three. Team foul number 5. First foul rims around, falls off. Medium low five right there. 2:52 on the game clock. 17-10. Lady Miller's at the stripe, 43. She stayed quickly. She got the back end of a two-shot foul. Going to be brought in a timeout on the court for change. Taking a breather is going to be number 43, C.C. Quigley. Going to be some pressure in the backcourt. Lady Miller's going with Caitlin Shoemaker. Going back the other direction, they're going to be a steal in the front court. There'll be an offensive foul. They're going to save the shoulder. Came down. They call it a chicken wing right there. Mr. Clark Kellogg calls it a chicken wing, and that's a pretty good invention. And that's what the call is. There's going to be a foul right there. 2:40 left. Fouls on 32. Danny Mendez, she has one. Both teams with 5 fouls. Out top, they're working right side elbow. Lost the handle. Going back the other direction. No foul call. Going right side lift up the glass. We're going to call Ella Hickok. Shot was taken by 32, Danny Mendez. Ella Hickok going to step on the baseline. 2:24 on the game clock. Going to be brought in right of the bucket. She brought in 22, Reagan Wilson. Out top of the back, she'll dribble in. She'll go off the glass, wouldn't go. That was Caitlin Shoemaker. Rebound, the basketball rebounded by 32, Danny Mendez. Danny Mendez fouled in the act of shooting. She'll shoot 2. Foul's going to be whistled on number 3, Katie Brown. Katie Brown has one. First shot on the way. Good. 32. Danny Mendez back in the ball game. I should say taking a breather. Right now it's Katie Brown, number three, in the ball game, down low on the right post right there. We'll miss you right on the lane. 13 for Hamilton Heights. That's Macy Smith. 6'2" freshman. She'll work it down the court. Second shot is good. 20-10. Crossing the timeline on the dribble, Ella Hitchcock. She'll dribble. She'll work left and right, and she'll floor is kind of slipped. Working the shoes right there. Sticky state right there in front of the scorer's bench. They'll work it right side. They'll work it back around. Out top of the basketball on the dribble, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner turns legs. She'll bring it out top. She's being guarded somewhat closely there. A 22, Reagan Wilson. Going back the other direction. Going to go off the glass. 2-point bucket. Noblesville Lady Millers. 22-10. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Ella Hitchcock. Back pedal dribble. Katie Roten. Katie Roten's double team. She'll pass out of it. Katie Brown. They'll work it right side. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Going to stay the last touch by Hamilton Heights. So in the ball game, back in the ball game, Katie Brown taking a breather. Going to sit down for a bit. We'll mention that's Macy Smith. 22-10. Lady Millers in front, nearly a steal. Katie Brown nearly had the defensive back type of steal there. Out top, it's going to be a foul as she goes after it. Try to get the loose ball. 22-10. 1:13 on the game clock. Back in the ball game, Hadley Cherry, number 24. Taking a breather right now. Going to be number 23, Cassidy Schaefel. 1:13 left. First shot on the way. Good. That's Caitlin Shoemaker. Caitlin Shoemaker. We'll have one more. 1:13 left here in the second quarter. 23-10. Caitlin Shoemaker makes it 24-10. Hamilton Heights going to inbound backcourt. Cameron Runner, Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok going to cross the timeline on the dribble. Center circle, she'll dribble it right side. She'll dish off out behind the arc to Katie Brown. Going to be a bump foul right there, a reach in. Going to be whistled on the Lady Millers. Foul's going to be whistled on number three. It's going to be Caitlin Shoemaker. She'll pick up her second foul in the ball game. Hamilton Heights with 7 accumulative. It's going to be the bonus in effect for the Noblesville Millers. Be the bonus in effect for the Lady Huskies should there be another foul in the first half. They have 6. 52 seconds left. At top of the key, so flip the basketball around. To the corner, 3-point shot on the way. Good. Kaylee Roten in the left corner baseline right there in front of the Millers bench. 38 seconds left. Shot off the mark. Would go. Blocked shot near the free, just inside the free throw line. Going to be a foul called on the rebound. It's going to be on the floor. She's going to shoot the one and bonus. She'll shoot the one and one. That's number 43. CC Quigley. Foul's whistled on 24, Hadley Cherry. She has one. Excuse me, she has two. Shout out to Mark Wingo. Rebound, fought for Hamilton Heights. And fought finally picked up by 32, Danny Mendez. Shot made, press the bucket. Reagan Wilson, 27-13. Working out top, moving cross court. Behind the arc, Cameron Runner on the dribble. Just take a shot in the paint, wouldn't go. Rebound collected by Danny Mendez, the 32 of the Millers. He caught it half court right there, a long shot at the buzzer. Wouldn't go, well behind the arc. Right up center, that was number 22, Reagan Wilson. We'll go to halftime, halftime score. Noblesville Lady Millers, 27. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, 13. Well, thank you for tuning in. we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, they're located at 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. You dial them up at 317-773-4800. They are authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet. Commercial with lift gates. Full line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner and operator is on site daily. That's Dirk. We'll mention you can reach him Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The store is open Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals, Noblesville, 317-773-4800. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention another support sponsor for Hamilton Heights. And for this ball game, the Noblesville Lady Millers, Hamilton Heights Lady Husband, that's Teams Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. Just the south edge of Cicero. They're at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. And what we'll also mention, happening tonight, we'll mention Blue Devil Boilermaker. Blue Devil Boilermaker, they are a support sponsor from Tipton County. We'll mention a special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season, Winter Basketball. Thank you for tuning in. Tipton and Blue Devils football team also, along with the Hamilton Heights Huskies, they support both schools. We'll mention this sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. Be a farmer. Build a dream. We'll also mention building a dream right now over at Sheridan High School. We'll let you know, Class 1A, Sectional 46, tonight happening over there, 7 o'clock. They've already kicked off, probably near halftime or close to second half. Regional competition, the North Decatur Chargers and the Sheridan Blackhawks. Two familiar coaches right there. And we'll hope for the best right there for the team that comes out of with the victory. That's over there at Sheridan right now. And should be a good ball game without question. So we'll also thank you for tuning in. We'll mention a little bit about Class 4A. Class 4A rankings. These are the rankings in this week's poll. It was taken on November 7th. And we'll mention top 10 and one more. We'll talk about number one, South Bend, Washington. That's 2 wins, 0 losses. Number two, Noblesville, 1 win, 0 losses. Number three, Bedford North Lawrence, 2 wins, 0 losses. Number four, Fishers, 3 wins, 0 losses. Number five, Hamilton Southeastern, 0 losses. Number 6, Zionsville, 3 wins, 0 losses. Number 7, Homestead, 2 wins, 0 losses. Number 8, Franklin, 2 wins, 1 loss. Number 9, East Central, 3 wins, 0 losses. And number 10, Lake Central, 1 win, 1 loss. We'll mention that number 14 is the Westfield Shamrocks. 3 wins, 0 losses. Head coach Kelsey Key, 3 wins, 0 losses. Working in year number 1, her first year at Westfield. We'll talk about the rankings for Class 3A. We'll get to those in just a moment. As the Noblesville Lady Millers comes out of their locker room. And we'll mention a little bit about Class 3A rankings. It's also taken November 7th. At number 1, Mishawaka Marion, 3 wins, 0 losses. At number 2, Benton Central. Benton Central, 0 wins, 0 losses. We'll mention Benton Central getting ready to play their first game tonight. We'll mention it at number 3, Jay County. Jay County, we'll mention they have 0 wins, 0 losses. But as mentioned, Jay County ranked at number 3. They have not played their first game until last night. They played last night. We'll get the final there. Hamilton Heights will be in that gym tomorrow. We'll mention at number 4, it's Norwell, 2 wins, 0 losses. At number 5, Twin Lake, 3 wins, 0 losses. At number 6, Hamilton Heights. They're tied at number 6. Hamilton Heights, 3 wins, 0 losses. Also at number 6, Indian Creek, 1 win, 0 losses. At number 8, Portland Central, 3 wins, 0 losses. At number 9, Belmont, 1 win, 0 losses. And at number 10, 2 teams tied. At number 10, Gibson Southern, 1 win, 0 losses. At number 10 also is Evansville Memorial, 0 wins, 0 losses. And we'll mention at number 12. At number 12 is West Lafayette, the Red Devils. Lady Red Devils, they're 3 wins, 0 losses. And we'll mention it. Four teams. Still, 4 teams in the top 12. Who's your conference members? And you probably know who they are. So 223 left, and just in case you didn't, you probably know who they are. So both teams out on the surface getting some shots at their leisure. Hamilton Heights shooting around at the front end. Switching sides, Hamilton Heights will be at the north goal, at the south goal, the Noblesville Lady Millers for second half. 2 minutes left here in the intermission. We do thank you for listening. And we'll mention, this game is in parts being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Lease it so fair. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear. Real estate agent. Real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear. Century 21 Chiefs. Serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997. Specializing in residential and corporate relocation. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. We'll also mention, ball game is in part being brought to you by RE/MAX Anew Realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX Anew Realty and connect with a real estate expert today. RE/MAX Anew Realty in Tipton is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Taft, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX Anew Realty, 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. Dial them up at 765-675-3100. Again, that's 765-675-3100. You can visit them on the web at anewrealtyhomes.com. Second half, balls will be brought in. Ultra possession arrow, Lady Miller's. Be brought in to number 22, Reagan Wilson. Reagan Wilson on the dribble. She'll work at left side. Well behind the arc. Shoemaker. She'll go to the corner with it. Three-point shot good. That was Caitlin Shoemaker made the pass. Ava Shoemaker made the shot. Three-point land. 7:40 on the game clock. We're in behind the arc. Hamilton Heights in the front court. Out top of the basketball. Katie Roten. She'll get it to the corner. Three-point shot. Rims around. Wouldn't go. Rebound basket, good. 23, Cassidy Schakel. 7:20 on the game clock. Off top of the basketball, right elbow extended. They'll work it down low. Going to throw the ball away, and then be recovered right there. Underneath, three-point shot out top, wouldn't go. Shot taken by 22, Reagan Wilson. Coming up with the rebound after saving the basketball from going out of bounds. Just 23, Meredith Tipter. Out top of the basketball, they're working in the paint now. Floater up and in. Going to be a two-point shot good for 22, Reagan Wilson. Credit the assist, number 3, Caitlin Shoemaker. 6:46 on the game clock. Working in the front court. To the corner. Working around Cameron Runner. Back out top, Ella Hickok. Katie Roten, well behind the arc, back to Ella. Ella, go back, check pass, back to Katie Roten, back to Ella Hickok. They'll work it. Outside the arc, Cameron Runner playing the zone right now as the ball moves around to the backcourt and tipped away. Going to work it back around. They're going in the paint off the glass. Wouldn't go. Two-point shot wouldn't go for 23. Meredith Tipner back the other direction. Hamilton Heights with the basketball. Ella Hickok behind the arc. Kennedy Roten back to Ella outside the arc. Cross court. Double skip to the corner. Three-point shot on the way. Good. Cameron Runner from three-point land in front of the Husky bench. 5:55 on the game clock. We're going to in the front court. We're working out behind the arc, right side. They're working to the corner. Three-point shot on the way. Good. Grant the bucket. 13, Ava Shoemaker. On the dribble to the front court, Ella Hickok. The cross right there goes the corner with it again. Cameron Runner going to lose through her hands. Go out of bounds. 35-18. Lady Miller's in front. 5:34 left here in the third quarter. Sibyl in the backcourt. Caitlin Shoemaker picking her up loosely. Going to pass it to the front court. Shot from the free throw line. Wouldn't go. That was Ava Shoemaker. Back out top. They'll reset the offense with number 3, Caitlin Shoemaker. Inside the free throw line. Two-point shot good. 23. Meredith Tipner, 5:10 on the game clock, 37-18 on the dribble. We're outside the arc with the basketball, Ella Hickok, to Cameron Runner. She'll pass back out top to work at the basketball, Ella Hickok, back to Runner. Runner on the dribble, she'll cross court, skip pass to get Ella. Kaylee Roten, going to be a recent foul called on the Lady Millers. Foul's going to be whistled on number 3. It's going to be called on Caitlin Shoemaker. Katie Roten is going to take a breather. Back in the ballgame, Lady Huskies. Katie Brown will be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Cameron Runner gets it in. Katie Brown working back around. Hazard Cherry going to throw a lengthy pass. Difficult to handle. Going to go out of bounds. Going to be in the front court. Going to be brought in slightly in the back court. Going to belong to the Lady Millers in front of the scores bench. Working to the front court with the basketball. 22, Reagan Wilson. Reagan Wilson, right side behind the arc. Caitlin Shoemaker. Back out top. They'll work at right side. Short off the rim. Shot wouldn't go. Fight for the rebound. Ball's loose on the floor. Going to call a foul. Going to be a reach-in foul. Foul's going to be whistled on the Lady Millers. going to whistle a foul on 32, Danny Mendez, 5'10 senior. Back in the ball game for the Lady Huskies, Macy Smith, 4:26 on the game clock. 37-18, Lady Huskies trail by 17. Take that. We'll mention that. 19 here in the ball game. So we're going to back around. We're going to outside the inside the paint. Kaylee Roten to tip off to get a pass down low to Cameron Runner. Couldn't get the shot to go. Rebound comes up in the hands of Ellie Hickok. Back out top, Kaylee Roten. She'll work it when we tip out of bounds. We're going to say his last touch. And the double tip ends up touching the fingertip. That's Katie Brown. Quick pass. Lady Miller's. Take a breather. That's number 13. Ava Shoemaker. Getting a fresh leg worked in. Working the back out. Right side. In the paint. Shot on the off the glass. 2-point bucket good. Number 3, Caitlin Shoemaker. 3:42 on the game clock. 39-18. Lady Miller's in front. Working it back out. Bounce pass. Haley Roten. Backpedal dribble. Ella Hickok. To dribble elbow. She'll kick it back out to the corner. 2-point shot. Wouldn't go. Katie Brown. Rebound under the hoop right there. Created. Secured by 23 Meredith Kipner of Noblesville. Short off the rim. Wouldn't go. Trying to 2-point shot. Shot taken by 23, Meredith Tipner. Ball secured in the backcourt. Picked up on the rebound by Cameron Runner. She'll work as a point guard, Ella Hickok. Katie Roten, they'll work it down low. Get it down low to 13, Macy Smith. She'll be fouled in the act of shooting. She'll go to the free throw line. Fouls whistled on number 11, Brooklyn Ewing. 5'5 senior. Macy Smith. Macy Smith, shot wouldn't go. She'll get one more. Short off the rim, right on line. 3:01 left here in the third quarter. 39-18. 30 long off the rim. 39-18. They'll pass rebound out of there. 23, Meredith Tipner. Going to be intercepted by Hamilton Heights in the front court. Working it back the other direction. Katie Roden. So the ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say his last touch by the Lady Millers. Take that back. They're going to say his last touch by the Lady Husky. Yeah. They'll work it from right here. They'll bounce it in. From the dribble, they'll work it right around. Elbow left side. They'll work it down low. Off the glass. 2-point shot. Left-handed hook shot. Right into the basket, 32, Danny Mendez. Makes it a 41-18 ball game. So there'll be a timeout on the floor. Be a full 60-second timeout. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM Auto. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. And they now restore classic cars and trucks. Call them at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. You can check them out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. To find him, go to Howard Street off of 3rd State Road 19 in Arcadia. They are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. Ball's going to be brought in half-court opposite the scores bench. Slightly to the backcourt, brought in by Kaylee Roten. Cameron Runner back to Kaylee. Kaylee with the basketball. She'll dribble once. She'll pass off. Ella Hickok. They'll work at right side from the scores bench. Cameron Runner. Out top of the basketball, Katie Brown. Katie Brown being closely guarded right there. Meredith Tipner. Ball's going to go out of bounds. It's tipped as defense converts that with 22, Reagan Wilson. Ball tipped out of bounds off of Wilson. Going to work it right there. In the ball game for the Lady Huskies, 24, Hadley Cherry. 23, Cassidy Shakel. Taking a breather, going to be number 3, Katie Brown. And number 13, Macy Smith. We're going to pass it to the backcourt. 2:10 left here in the third quarter in the front court with the basketball. They'll work it outside the arc. They'll work the old baseline. In the paint, Kaylee Roten passed it back out. Inside out play, 3-point shot wouldn't go. 3-point shot for rebound. And right there, Kaylee Roten is going to be tipped out of bounds. Cross-court catch pass tipped out of bounds by the Millers, Lady Millers. Checking out the ball game, going to be number 3 for the Lady Millers, Caitlin Shoemaker, 32. Danny Mendez back in the ball game. We see number 43, C.C. Quigley, a 6-foot freshman. Going to the top of the circle. Picked up her dribble. Cameron Roten passes off. Right elbow extended. That's Katie Roten. Back to Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner with the basketball. Double team. They'll work it back elbow, right side. Works to Ella Hickox. She'll pick up her dribble. She'll take the double team. It's going to be a timeout called by Coach Keegan Cherry. 1:29 on the game clock. Third quarter. 41-18. Lady Miller's in front. We'll mention this game is also in parts being brought to you by Hope Jewelers Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You brought in Lady Huskies. In the front court, Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten going to pass it to the corner. 3-point shot on the way. Good. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner for 3. 1:13 left here in the third quarter. 41-21. Lady Miller's in front. Moving the ball around the perimeter. Back pedal dribble at 22. Reagan Wilson. Behind the arc, they move the ball around the perimeter. 3-point shot right of center. The shot taken by Brooklyn Ely. Where's number 11? That ball's going to bounce heavily and go over the backboard in them. It'll be brought back in by the Lady Huskies. Free to air in that basketball. 41-21. 48 seconds left here in the third quarter. Crossing the timeline. Crossover dribble, Cameron Runner. Working it back around, Kaylee Roten, entry pass to Shakel. Going to be tipped by Lady Millers. Lady Millers going to save the basketball from going out of bounds. They'll get a layup at the other end on a good steal and a good play in the front court. 43-21, 20 seconds remaining, third quarter. Shot off the glass, left-handed layup wouldn't fall for Ella Hickox. On the rebound, going back the other direction, Meredith Tipner, first number 23. Cross-court pass, going to be intercepted by Katie Roten. She'll go back the other direction. She'll spin around, she'll kick it out top. On the dribble right there is Cameron Runner. Shot off the glass, wouldn't go as the quarter expires anyway. 43-21. We'll go to fourth quarter action here momentarily. And we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. They're located at 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. You can reach them by phone at 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. Authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet. Commercial with lift gates. Full line of moving supplies. locally owned and operating since 1998. Owner on site daily. That's Dirk. It's Dirk. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. There's a second buzzer. Full 60 second timeout. 8 minutes, fourth quarter. The ball's going to be inbound. All for the possession arrow. Inbound, that's Lady Huskies. Sandy Roden will toss it twice in the backcourt. Ella Hitchcock to cross the timeline. They'll reach the zone out front. 3-2. They'll drop back into a 2-1, 2.5 quarter. They're working a baseline. Reverse layup. Good. That's number 10, Cameron Lerner. 43-23. 7:37 on the game clock. Fourth quarter, Lady Miller's in the front court. On the dribble out in the center circle, 22, Reagan Wilson. 5'8", junior. They'll work at the left side. The basketball, they get the ball back to Wilson. Touches the hands of 24, Kate Rollins. They'll work it out the elbow. Wilson on the dribble, back pedal dribble, working against Ella Hitchcock. 7:13 left here in the ball game. Will mention with the basketball at 22. Reagan Wilson, who will cross-court pass, touches the hands briefly. Kate Rollins down the right corner near the baseline, moving the ball around. 23, Meredith Hittner. Shot's going to be taken inside the free throw line. That's 43. CC Quigley wouldn't go. 43-23, Lady Huskies in the front court. To the opposite corner baseline, shot on the way. Wouldn't go right there to rebound. Cassidy Schakel. Cassidy Schakel fouled in the act of shooting. She'll shoot twice. Foul, a shot taken at the corner, and that was Kaylee Roden. 6:42 on the game clock. First shot good. Cassidy Schakel. Lady Husky's going to substitute in. Katie Brown going to enter the ball game. Taking a breather right there is Kaylee Roten. 43-24. A foul whistled on 22. Reagan Wilson, she has two. Second shot good. Two at the line for Cassidy Schakel. In the backcourt, going to bring it up. It's 22, Reagan Wilson. Reagan Wilson out top of the basketball, so cross-court pass out in fast court. They're working right there to Rollins. Still dished off. Two-point bucket. Good. That's 23, Meredith Kipner. Back the other direction. It's 45-25. Frank, excuse me, Noblesville Lady Miller's in front. Working back around. They're working down low. Off the glass. Two-point bucket. Cassidy Schakel. A good entry pass, 45-27, 6 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Around the perimeter, they work the basketball, they work it down low, turnaround jumper outside the paint, two-point shot good, 23, Meredith Kipner. Ball's in the front court, and it's passed across the timeline. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by the Lady Millers. It's going to belong in the front court, Lady Huskies. 5:41 left. Back in the ball game, we're going to see number 20, Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten, a three-sport athlete. 5:41 on the game clock. Going to be brought in. Into Hadley Cherry. Touches the hands of Cameron Runner. Katie Brown back to Cameron Runner. Out top on the dribble. Spin move. Should kick it back out. Three-point shot on the way. Rims off short. Shot taken there by Katie Brown. Ball's on the floor. They're going, trying to pick it up. They're going to call a whistle a foul. Foul's whistled. Right there, it's going to be whistled on number 43. CC Quigley, she has one. They're working inbound pass from Hadley Cherry in the paint to Cameron Runner for two. 47-29. 5:16 on the game clock. On the dribble out top of the basketball, crossing over. That's 22, Reagan Wilson. Guarding her is Ella Hitchcock. Moving back behind her, working down low. Off the glass. Entry pass, good. It was Caitlin Shoemaker on the assist. Credit the bucket. 23, Meredith Sipner. 4:50 left. 3-point shot. In the ball game, right elbow extended. Couple of steps behind the arc at Cameron Runner. They dribble across the timeline in the front court. Again, it's Reagan Wilson. Out top to move it around the perimeter. They'll work it inside. Turn around, they'll bounce pass off. It'll be intercepted in the paint on the bounce pass by Ella Hickok. She gets to the front court. She'll go to the corner with it. Katie Brown for the shot short off the rim. Wouldn't go. Ball's going to be out of bounds. Going to be last touch. Going to be tipped out of bounds by the Lady Millers. Going to be brought in front of the Huskies bench, Lady Huskies bench, right there in front of Mr. Mike Thomas himself, along with Arnett Cooper, and along with the gentleman subbing in, right there, but he's working it back around with the basketball out top. On the dribble out top, number 20, Katie Roten back to Cameron Runner, now back to Katie Brown. Katie Roten out top, and dish off. Cam Katie Roten for three, couple of steps, maybe three behind the arc, just right of center. 49-35, out top with the basketball. Right side to work it out top again to move the basketball around. Around the perimeter, the dish off, 32, Mendez in the paint. This shallow shot stays right here by Hamilton Heights. Might have been Cameron Runner. Going to dish it back to Ella Hickok. Cross-court pass behind the arc. They'll go to the corner with it. Katie Brown, she tries to bounce pass and be tipped. Will be tipped out, and Katie Roten's going to let her know, hey, a bounce pass not right in that situation. A setback. It was nicely done. 3:21 left here in the fourth quarter. Be brought in by Katie Roten, slightly backcourt. Working right there, Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok from cross-court, passing the backcourt. Katie Roten, bounce pass back to Ella. The other Husky bench, out top, top of the key. Katie Brown. Katie Roten being guarded somewhat close by Meredith Kipner, 23. 3 minutes left, fourth quarter. 49-35. We'll mention the Lady Millers in front. Working it back around. Outside the arc, Ella Hickok. Working out center circle, near center circle right there. Staying there, she'll work out of that. Cameron Runner. They'll work it in. Katie Roten, she's going to dish off. Katie Brown. Katie Brown's going to try to flip the defender right there on the sideline, and she's going to get it done. It'll be a foul whistle. It'll be a foul whistle right there. 22 with the foul. That's going to be Reagan Wilson. Personal foul. She'll get her third. We will mention Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Nobody on the team that has played averaged more than 2.7 fouls a game. Nobody over three. So they're working it back the other way. So working it back underneath. Rebound on the missed shot. And she's Wiggly. Rebound Cameron Runner in the front court. They're working back around. They're working outside the arc. With the basketball, Katie Roten, double T, she'll work it in the paint. Hadley Cherry, she'll pop it outside. Out top, Cameron. Short baseline shot, Ella Hickok, short off the rim. Wouldn't go. Going back the other direction. On the dribble. Crossover, back pedal. She'll pick up the basketball. They're working out top, C.C. Quigley. Work it left side. 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Lady Miller. That was 22, Reagan Wilson. 1:38 on the game clock. 49-35. Lady Miller's in front. Working the basketball. Lady Huskies. Out top on the dribble. Cameron Runner. Cross court to the corner. Working to Katie Roten. Comes inside right there. Katie Brown. Katie Brown pushes it outside. Number 10. Cameron Runner for 3 points. Going to be a timeout call. Going to be a 60-second timeout. Be called by the Lady Millers. 1:21 left. 49-38. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. The place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. A myriad of products for you to choose from. Visit them at Runyon Truck Store, located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road, an Atlanta, Indiana address, 46031. Again, that's Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. The second buzzer, 60-second timeout. 1:21 left in the fourth quarter, 49-38. We brought in the left of the bucket. We bring it 84 feet from the backcourt. Lady Miller brought in by 23, Meredith Hipner. She gets the ball back, and they'll pass it back and forth. That's 22, Reagan Wilson. In the front court on the dribble crossover, she'll turn around, and it's number 11, Brooklyn Ealing. They'll work it in the paint. Turn around jumper, I should say jumper, in the paint, wouldn't go. Shot taken by 22, Reagan Wilson. In the front court, Lady Heskey's on the dribble. Crossover in the front court with the basketball, dribbling exhibition. Cameron Runner, she'll pass it out left side. Long off the rim, wouldn't go. 3-point shot taken by Ella Hickok. It's going to be a traveling violation. Couldn't get the jump stop nailed right there, and it's going to be a traveling situation. It's going to go back to Hamilton Heights. They're going to call the travel on 23, Meredith Kipner. So 46 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. It's going to be brought in to the backcourt, Katie Roten, in Cameron Runner. She'll be picked up half court by Caitlin Shoemaker. Crossover giver, Cameron Runner. She's going to reach in. They're going to call a foul on the floor near the left elbow. It's going to be a bonus situation. Lady Miller's going to put Cameron Runner on the line. 36.1 left. Macy Smith going to take a seat and take a breather. Also, Brown going to set down. First shot off the rim. Wouldn't go. Short off the mark. Cameron Runner. 30 seconds left to the front court. Cross court. Skip pass. They're moving the ball around the perimeter. Out top, number 3, Caitlin Shoemaker. Cross court pass. Shoemaker gets the ball back. From 23, Meredith Hipner. They'll work it right there. 8 seconds. Lady Miller's holding the basketball out top. Beyond the perimeter. Holding the basketball at the end of the ballgame. Going to be number 13, Ava Shoemaker. Final score here tonight. Going to be the Lady Millers of Noblesville 49. The Lady Huskies of Hamilton Heights, 38. She enjoyed the Hamilton Heights high school band and their fight song. The Michigan Minnesota Rouser, better known as, or vice versa, the Minnesota Rouser and the Hamilton Heights fight song. We do thank you for tuning in. We hope you'll tune in. We'll mention tomorrow night, the Noblesville Millers. They're going to be home with the Lawrence North ball team, Lawrence North, the Wildcats, I do believe, and that's going to be Saturday, tomorrow night, the 12th. 6 o'clock, JV, 7:30, varsity. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, tomorrow night, will be at Jake County. It's going to be Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, and the Jake County Lady Patriots, 6 o'clock and 7:30. And Put Me In Sports will be there. We hope you'll tune in. We thank my wife back home. Sound check and much more. Say what, she's a working lady. So just like you all, absolutely. We thank you for tuning in. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.